The last song just left such a nice taste in my mouth. I was going like this. Give me more, give me more. Hallelujah. Living Faith Church, are you on?
Yes.
Living Church, are you on?
Yes.
Living Faith Church, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And in heaven, there is a half an hour whereby in all eternity, can you imagine, we're going to be quiet. After that, we're just going for it. We're just worshiping God. We're just offloading our praises, our thanksgiving. We have arrived. After all this messing of this earth, we have arrived at home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you want to get another starter?
Amen.
You'll get another starter. And I think she will do a bit of a starter and a dessert because she's going to say bye-bye. Because today is our last day here. We're going to another church to serve them a bit. But on Tuesday, we're flying to the Arabs and then back to Africa. And then we wait for you guys to come visit. Beverly, Dennis, the Davies, and of course, Pastor Micah and Pastor Evans. And of course, the Ndambalas, hello. We can't just keep coming. You guys must also come. And if you can, please bring somebody with you and let us have a good time. We invite you all in the name of Jesus. If you're from Venezuela, you're welcome to South Africa. If you're from the Mexico, you're welcome. If from UK, you are welcome. Hallelujah. And if you're a mother and you've got your child, you're welcome. Bring your husband, and he's a nice worshiper. You got a voice. You got a treasure.
Yes.
Stephanie, you got a treasure.
Yes.
Can I just bless you quickly?
Yes.
Before you get your starter, you're gonna have a drink. Hallelujah. I like it when you sit and then they tell you there's a drink. I went to China, and in China, you just sit. You haven't even ordered anything. There comes a cup. And say, what is this? It's a herb. It's some form of a herb. Something to just get your stomach ready so that there's no food poisoning. So we're going to give you something.
Amen.
For starters so that we can enjoy the starter. Father, in the name of Jesus, Pastor, can you assist me and Michael? Because this is your worship,
yes,
guy.
Absolutely.
These are the guys.
Yes, definitely.
Actually, Ima, you can come in and get it,
please,
for free. Buy one, get two.
Amen.
How do they say it? Buy one?
Yeah. Get one free.
Get one for free.
Yeah.
Buy one, get one for
free.
Or buy one, get one
for free.
For free.
This last song that you were singing, where did this song come from?
Mm.
Oh, it's like a chorus of another song we've heard.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Mm. Mm. That was awesome.
Because you're writing songs.
Mm. Mm.
Good songs.
Amen.
Mm.
Strong songs.
Amen.
Mm.
Beautiful songs.
Mm.
Praise God.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Micah, Pastor Robbie, can you come and let's pray for they came from our loins, these guys.
Praise.
And God would like you to abide in this church.
Abide.
Hold the right hand of your Father.
Praise God.
Abide.
Praise.
Oh, I just see that word written on the wall. Abide.
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 Mm.
Abide.
Mm.
Just abide. And Micah, what do you think when you hear the word abide? What goes in your mind? There's no right and wrong answer.
To live,
to be there,
mm-hmm.
and to not not leave and go out, to stay there and to dwell. And Marobi, what do you think of the word abide? When you hear the word abide, you guys are prophets also. What do you feel? What would you want to say when we say, this young man must abide?
To stay connected.
To stay connected. Because if the branch is not in the vine, it withers away. But if the branch is there, it doesn't have to worry. The roots will bring in the nutrients, and it will just enjoy. And it enjoys the sunshine, and the photosynthesis takes place, and everything is fine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we cause him to abide in this living faith church. And when he abides, may his faith be alive.
Alive
always. Alive, like a live wire. When it's live wire, nothing can touch it. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Stephanie, whether he visits here or he comes and goes, but I would love that this becomes the place that he abides also and he serves God. And increase that gift. Multiply it. Don't increase it. Rather multiply it. Because increase is 1 + 1 = 2, + 1 = 3. It's too slow. But multiply, I like it. Because it's 1 × 2 = 2, × 2 = 4, × 4 = 16, × 16, you just keep going. Multiply that gift in this man of God. And let his singing even resurrect the dead in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
Your anointing of singing is an anointing that brings people. It's an anointing that attracts people to come. That's what God has given you. His anointing is the same but slightly different. His anointing is to go into their hearts and move them. Those who stay, I'm staying like I am, it's moving them. Like, okay. And they worship God. This one is to attract and pull the crowds. This one is to penetrate to the deepest and cause miracles, signs, and wonders. Your anointing is such that you can sing to us. I see you singing to a person who is sick, almost at the point of death, and they recover. Just by singing, give God a hand. Yes, yes. Micah, you want to pray a bit?
Sorry?
You want to pray for them?
Second.
Micah is from YWAM, guys. Ne? YWAM, I have a lot of respect on YWAM. Youth with a Mission. Why? Because since I was born again, I was ministered by Youth with a Mission people. And I saw them. They were the real deal. It was a guy called Perron. I think he's from Denmark or somewhere. Then I said, this is the real deal. So I have a lot of respect. I've seen them in South Africa. When I see them, I know these are the real deal. So, Pastor, you got a real deal.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Hallelujah.
I know. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you for Stephan, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that it's not by accident that he's here, Lord God. It's according to your plan and your purpose, Lord Jesus. I pray that you continue to reveal what that plan is, Lord God. I pray you continue to teach him, guide him, build him up in the name of Jesus, and stir up the gifts you have placed within him, Lord God. I feel like that he hasn't seen anything yet, Lord Jesus,
yes,
compared
Lord.
To what you have planned for his life, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And I just pray that he would just go forward as you tell him to go forward, that he'd be obedient to your voice, Father God, that if you tell him to go left, he'd go left. If you tell him to go right, he'd go right, that he'd be sensitive to your direction, to what your will is for him and his family, Lord God. And I just thank you for your provision over him and his family, Lord God, that he would not have to be concerned or worried, Lord God, that you will provide above and beyond all their needs and wants in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Last word. I mentioned the word multiplication when I talked about you, né? Mm-hmm. Now it's coming. It's like this. You have also been given the gift of training others. They'll come for you for voice, vocal training. I don't know if they're coming now. I don't know. You're laughing.
I feel like telling them I told you so.
You've told so. They are coming. I see them coming, but then you are very busy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my God, I'm busy with many things and I'm juggling all these balls and now I have to train these guys on vocal. It's an eternal blessing God is giving to you. You can as well cut time here, cut time there, and make time for them. Mm-hmm. Because that's where the multiplication comes. You multiply your gift in them. That's the multiplication where it comes from. Give me a high five. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor Micah. My wife is going to go, and I'm going to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Robbie. I also brought, so that you can see our church in Port Elizabeth, when you come, you can see what to expect. And there are good people at the back there who will drive this. This is our, we've started a after 9 or 10 maximum, please. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Living Faith Church is alive. Amen. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 18. No, verse 15 actually to start. 2 Kings, I think the lady is called Faith, ne? 2 Kings chapter 13, we will learn about the arrows of faith. The arrows, like a bow and an arrow, the arrows of faith. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 15. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. If it's not coming, I will read my Bible. Hallelujah. Because I know Joe Austin says, this is my Bible. Amen. It's 2 Kings chapter 13. You know the good thing about being coming from Anglican or from Lutheran or these churches, they told you how to read to find scriptures. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 18. I'm there now. I start with verse 15. And Elisha, say to your neighbor, and Elisha said to the king, take a bow, and some arrows. So the king took himself a bow and some arrows. Thank you very much. It's there. He took them, and he said to the king of Israel, strike the, I'm verse 18, strike the ground with them. And he struck the ground 3 times, Micah, and he stopped. How many times did he strike?
3.
He's told to take a bow and an arrow, and strike the ground, and he went, choo. Took another arrow, choo. Took another, choo. And then he stopped. And guess what? Guess what? Verse 19, then the man of God was angry with him. This is Elisha. He was angry with the king and said, you should have struck 5 or 6 times. You struck only 3 times. You'd have struck 5 or 6 times. Then you would have struck down Syria until you had made an end of it. But now, you will only strike Syria. You will only strike down Syria only 3 times. What a pity! Today, Israel is still fighting with? Why? Because King Joash failed to strike the ground enough times. Had he stricken 5 times, just 5 times, Syria perhaps today would not be a nation. That would have been Israel. One man failed the whole nation for nearly 2,500 years from that time. Israel and Syria, they're still fighting because one man, the king, he struck only 3 times and stopped. What is my message? We've got a problem as Christians when we stop. As soon as we stop praying, the enemy takes over. As soon as we stop evangelizing and going out to bring in souls, the enemy starts taking over. Gossip starts in the church. People start doing funny things because it's like they have nothing to do. They go up for spiritual mischief. As long as you are busy for God, the devil cannot get hold of you. One man, he struck 3 times. What is the meaning of 3? The biblical significance of 3 is a number of completion, but at a very low level of completion. It's a perfect number, but one is one of the lowest perfect number. It's lower than 7, than 10. Than 12. Which means he completed, he managed to strike Syria down 3 times, and that's all. They will fight today until Jesus comes, because one man, 2,500 plus or minus years ago, he failed to strike the ground enough. Why did he say strike the ground? Because if you go to Genesis, when Adam and Eve sinned, the ground was cursed on their behalf. So, what does it mean to me today? I must strike the flesh more than 3 times. I must strike the curses that the devil is bringing to me more than 3 times. What is 5 times? 5 is the number of grace. And if you take 5 times 5, is 25, which means grace upon grace. What is the meaning of number 6? Number 6 is human weakness. Meaning, if he had struck 6, if you strike 6 times, you even arrive at the level, you overcome your human weakness. Perhaps there's a weakness, that's why you keep fighting with your wife, and you go like a big dog and a small dog. Like, woo, 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 woo. Woo, woo, woo. Sometimes it's not barking in the house. It's like, woo, 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 woo. Woo, woo. Human weakness. Strike the ground 6 times. Multiply your prayer. Multiply your reading of the scripture. Spend more time with God. Keep striking. Don't stop. Don't say, I've prayed enough. Pray some more, as much as you can. Push yourself to the limit.
Amen.
If you used to sleep at 8, for heaven's sake, sleep at 9 tomorrow. Pray that hour more. If you sleep at 9, there's no harm. Sleep at 10 and use that hour for God. If you keep sitting on the TV all the time, you are striking 3 times. Strike some more. Cut your TV time. I used to watch TV. Soap is like you can't believe. I come from work at 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, I'm sitting at the days of our lives. So like the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. I'm watching the days of our lives. Then after hours, 6 o'clock, South African time, the bold and the beautiful, I nearly became bold. I'm watching Richie. Will he kiss Brooke or not? Will Brooke agree? Will they go out or not? What will Stephanie say? And what will Rich do now? He's got 2 women in his on the wings. Here I am, a servant of God. I want to know, will they kiss or not kiss? And they're actually living in sin. Then when I finish at 6, there are 2 soapies coming in South Africa, Isidingo and Seven Dilan, which is an Afrikaans, a Dutch program. And if I could, have watched. You guys have got, is it Neighbors? Neighbors, everybody needs good neighbors. We the little understand. I'm strike. I forgot about my bow and my arrow. I strike 3 times, then I'm watching. Neighbors, everybody needs a good neighbor. Then when I finish Neighbors, it was time for Generations. I watch Generations. And it's 9 o'clock South African time. There is something called, it's a local soap called Emzini Wezinsizwa. I'm watching. When it comes to 9:30, I'm tired now. It's like, oh. Gone. God is saying, had you stricken 5 or 6 or 7 times, you would have been far. Then I decided, no. I'm striking too few times. I cut them out. You can ask my wife. I cut them all out. Am I saying it's a sin to watch them? No. But hello, what are you feeding? It's all about violence. It's about revenge. It's about women and men. It's about plutonic love, and people are messing about with what they should be having in marriage. They're messing about. Is girls stealing boy? Guys stealing another man's girl? Is that our value that we have here? It's not. We're striking too few times, and we waste a lot of time. We're striking, instead of striking the arrows of faith, we strike the other arrows of the devil. And sometimes we strike the arrows to other Christians. You've got 2 kinds of arrows. The arrows of faith, of the word, that you can strike on situations to make them come right. There are other arrows. There are other arrows of hate, arrows of anger, arrows of gossip, arrows of blaming others, arrows of finding mistakes in others. That arrow goes like, it does not go like, it goes like this. It's looking for somebody who's done a mistake. Take those arrows out of your bow, man. Get the arrows of faith and start going. I'm wasting sometimes good time. Guess what? 2,500 years after today, you will sit back and say, how stupid was I to use my time that way? I wish I would have done with my time differently. I like the way Beverly and Dennis, they were all busy today, going out, visiting people, in those homes. They even gave us a testimony of a lady who received Jesus at 107. Those are the arrows. You are shooting arrows more than six, more than seven times. Keep shooting the arrows of love. When your wife says, you go, hallelujah. Instead of, whoa, you go, mwah. When she says, you were wrong, you say, my apology. Hallelujah. Amen. Once you say apology, will she again go, whoo? No. No. If she goes again, whoo, you say, mwah. That's another error. It softens a woman down. Shoot more arrows of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. A testimony. Oh, Father Abraham,
yes.
You take a decision, a small decision now, you'll be surprised what it will cause in years, in months, in years to come. Amen. You decide in a church, I'm not going to sing with the, they're too loud. I tell you what, that is going to have eternal consequences. Because now you don't want to worship God.
Yes.
What will you say when you see Jesus?
Yes.
And he has a playback and he presses a button and you see others, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. They are playing it back. And you see the face of Jesus is glittering, but you are sitting there. You will want to kick yourself. What was I doing there on earth? How silly was I? It's too late. But hey, you got a chance now.
Amen.
You got a chance now. No, I'll go to church once in a week. I don't have time for other things. It's got eternal consequences. And you know what? Some of these decisions we take, they don't only affect you. They affect your generation. They affect other people.
Yes.
So people, I want to encourage you. When you take a decision, ask yourself, is this affecting me only or others? Is it going to have a blessing in eternal consequences or is it going to hurt me eternally? And make a decision based on that. One day, a lady came to me. I'm just going to give you quick testimonies and I'm going to be finished and pray for you guys and pray and pray and pray. You remember yesterday about the aeroplane?
Yes.
You know when you went into that aeroplane after a miracle has happened? That plane was like, we are going to Glasgow. But that plane was just going to take us from, say, Exeter to London. But we still don't have money to go to Glasgow, not even by a horse, not even by a donkey, not even by walking because we'll need to eat. We don't have even a single cent. So up on the air, I started shooting more arrows of prayer. I say, the God of the valley is the God of the mountain. For the God of the valley is the God of the mountain. If God helped us from Exeter to London,
yes,
we had not a cent in our pocket, he will help us to go to Glasgow. So we're sitting in the plane and we're singing and I'm shooting more arrows of faith on the ground that is cursed, at this ground. When we arrived near London, the pilot says, oh my God, he had already said we're beginning our descent. And then all of a sudden, the plane started going up. And he says, oh, sorry, we've got a problem. I was so happy when he said we've got a problem. Because I knew it's a good problem. I didn't think about there's a failure of engine or what. I knew because I shot the arrows, something is happening. He says, there's an instrument on the ground that should receive us. Because when the plane comes somebody at the airport must see a green light, and then he asks the pilot, can you bring down the wheels? And he can see he's brought down the wheels. They're communicating. That instrument failed. And he says, because it has failed, we have no other option. We're flying to Glasgow. We apologize. I shoot more arrows of thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. We arrived in Glasgow, and then they said, while we're waiting to go back, we've actually been told that equipment will be back in order in like half an hour, so you guys can have something to eat. Then I said to my friends, we have arrived where we must be going, but because there's food, we must eat. It's free food. So we sat there. We ate, we finished, and then they announced, that instrument is ready, guys, so we can go back to the plane. We say, sorry. It's okay here. They say, no, we are sorry. We took you up to Glasgow. We want to take you back to London. We say, ah, near man. We also got friends here, so thank you very much. I took a commercial airline. I had a lift in the commercial airline because we shot the arrows on the ground. Amen. Hallelujah. When you shoot your arrows on the ground, you'll see God's power revealing. I went to Tanzania. One day I met a church elder. And I did this to that church elder. I don't know if I can have a volunteer. Perhaps a man or like, let's see. Yeah. Are you busy, Richard? Just a quick one. And I said to him, the pastor said, Pastor Walter, this is our church elder. And God said to me, just say to him, be faithful. I said, be faithful. The pastor says, no, he's our church elder. I just said, be faithful, be faithful, be faithful, be faithful, be faithful, be faithful, be faithful. No, we told you, he's our church elder, our faithful church elders. Be faithful. I'm not even listening. Be faithful. They say, Pastor, we told you, he's a faithful man. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. And then they stopped. Then I went on. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. And now they're just watching the pastor and his wife. It's like, what's going on? And then because I, in my spirit, there was something like, then I said my last, be faithful. Give him a hug. Then later they approached me, but you embarrassed the guy. He's a faithful guy, and you are going on with your hand, shaking his hand 1,000 times, be faithful. He must have been embarrassed. I said, I'm sorry, but God told me to shake his hand 100 times, so what must I do? After 2 weeks, thank you. You are a faithful one. After 2 weeks, they phoned me. They said, Pastor, we are so sorry we blamed you. Things have come out. After you shook his hand, it's like you shook things out. The things that came out of his life, he was not even living a Christian life. He was as bad as hell. But I had to strike the arrow time and again. What do I mean? I mean that keep going for God. If you read a word and the word blesses you, read it again. If you read it and it blesses you, read it again. One day, I read that scripture, Pastor, which says, it's in Romans. It says, Paul says, for I am convinced that neither heaven, nor hell, nor earth, nor things that are, nor things that are to come, nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. For the love of God in Christ Jesus. And that scripture just went like, whew, it's like somebody lit a petrol in me. It's like, whew, I just felt it blessed me so much. I said to my wife, can you take the Bible? Can you read that scripture to me? She read that scripture. I said, Can you read again? She read again. And I said, oh my God. My wife, can you read again? She read again. I married you. Can you read again? She read again. And now she was growing tired, like, what is this now? I'm reading this scripture so many times. Then I says, oh, but God has blessed me with 4 children. I said, Eva, can you come? Eva came. Can you read this scripture to me? She said, Daddy, you can read yourself. I said, no, I want to hear it in my ear. She read again. For neither heaven nor earth can separate from the love of Christ. As she was reading, it was like, oh, heaven is coming. I said, can you read again? She read again. Eva, can you read that scripture again? What? I said, just read again. She read again. Daddy, I said, read 3 times. Just 3 times. Please, just 3 times. Then she read again. And I could feel my spirit is being lifted and is being bold. And then she was tired. She was like, I've got assignments. I said, okay. Go do your assignment. Edina, can you please come? Edina came. Edina, can you read the scripture for me, please? She said, for the love of God. I said, can you read again? Huh? Read again, please. She read again. And again. And again. And she grew tired. She says, I've got washing to do. I'm doing the dishes. Okay, go do the dishes. Emmanuel, Emma, can you come? Emma came. Can you read this? As they were reading, it was building something in me. So much, just one scripture. And then everybody got tired. And now they were now getting a little bit irritated that now, why a man who can read himself is causing everybody to read for him? I said, guys, I've read it enough for myself. I wanted to hear it. Oh, they were all now tired. They're going to bed. I had to read again myself. But something happened when I read that scripture like 30, 40 times. Something happened. Something happened. And I know he touched me and made me whole. He touched me. Oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that filled my soul. Something happened, and I know he touched me, he made me go. Genesis, you will not go through what your parents went through. They struggled, they suffered, they nearly gave up at times. They were like, that's it. But God's grace is upon you, and it's because they served God. So as God blesses you, you get it easier. Remember, your parents had to strike the ground more than 5 times in prayer, in fasting, and just keep that in mind. You will be wealthy, you'll be okay. Not okay, you'll be more than okay in life. But remember, my baby, remember my Genesis, remember. It came at a price. From the cross of Jesus to your parents, to you. Just give God the glory. Can you give me a wave? You give me another wave. Give me another wave. That's it. You'll be blessed in Jesus' name. Can I finish with one testimony? Just one. Say to your neighbor, just one. Let me check. You guys are doing good. I like it when I have music. Because I can't sing that well. One of the prayers I'll pray in heaven. I'll ask God that I be part of the choir in heaven. Because I couldn't be part here because my voice sometimes goes like I'm singing there's do re mi fa sol la ti do. Now I sing the do And when they sing do, I go do. So the only thing I can do on earth is worship, because that has not, doesn't have too much rules. I can go, amen, 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 amen. And nobody can judge me, because it's not written anywhere. It's here. It's in me. Hallelujah. But in heaven, I'll ask that I be part of those guys going, yeah, 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 yeah. Ah! I said one testimony. My secretary came to me. He's Muslim. And he says, when he's got a spiritual problem, he comes to my office, he says, Pastor. When he says, Pastor, I know it's a spiritual problem. When it's not a spiritual problem, he comes in, he says, Boss. So I know by the name I'm called. If I'm called Boss, I know it's normal stuff. Pastor, I know it's spiritual. He says, Pastor, I've got a nephew in Cape Town. He's busy dying because of leukemia. We need 700,000 rand, like almost like 50,000 pounds, British pounds, for his blood to be just for leukemia treatment, radiation, chemotherapy, and so on. Then I says, it's a lot of money, I can contribute, no problem. Then they started trying to contribute, but they could not raise the money. And he came to me and he says, Pastor, can't you pray so that he's healed miraculously? Because I've seen you pray and miracles happen. People get healed of cancer and HIV. I said, okay, I can pray. But give me time, I must shoot the arrows first on the ground. So I went to God, I shot the arrows, arrows of prayer. Father, they will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. And in this situation, how would you like me to handle this situation? How would you like me? This boy is a Muslim and he believes in Allah, in Mutume Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What? How would you like me to handle this? I need your wisdom. And wisdom came, Michael. And God said to me, you've got two options. You have two options. Just two. Just two. Option number one. You will pray because I gave you the gift. I will heal Abdullah. The boy's name is Abdullah, a small boy. Oh, like yours. Same size. I will heal Abdullah. And leukemia will be gone, 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 gone. Before next week. But this is the problem. Abdullah will grow up and he will be a sheikh in the Muslim faith. And will be one of these big ones, like going to Mecca al-Hajj. And perhaps he'll end up being a caliph, which is like it's like archbishop in Muslim faith. And when he dies, he will go to hell. When you are in heaven, you will see he's gone to hell. That's option number one. But I will heal him. He'll have a nice life. He'll be a caliph. He'll be rich, everything. The second option I'm giving you is that allow me to take him so that he will be in heaven, because he's still a young boy. He just goes straight. I say, God, but you're asking the wrong person, because I'm not the father, I'm not the mother. I'm just a priest asked to pray. How do I decide the life of this boy now? He say, ask me another thing. I say, okay, now I ask you this. If, because this is your voice, And because I want to choose number two, that you can take him, but I find him in heaven. Do this. Abdullah himself, it's now Tuesday. Before Sunday, Abdullah must say to his parents, I'm done with this world. I want to go. I want to go home. Those words, the bottom. And then the parents must agree and phone my secretary, Aisha, and say, Aisha, ask your priest to stop praying. Abdullah wants to go to God. They call it Allah. So we have released him on Sunday. And Monday when I come, or Friday, Aisha must tell me that, and then I'll release the son. I felt God has agreed. So I waited. Come Thursday, Aisha comes to office, says, Pastor, Abdullah yesterday went out and called all the boys around the area. He sighs and says, boy, guys, come, I want to party with you. Just come with me and just enjoy with me around the area. He was already on a wheelchair. Push me around, let us enjoy, and let's go to the game park and let's just play together. And they played the whole day. And then he came home, he says to the other boys, thank you very much, you made my day. Then on Friday, Abdullah started telling his parents, I wanna go home. They say, Abdullah, we used to live in Port Elizabeth, 600 miles, kilometers away. Here is in Cape Town. The house we had in Port Elizabeth in an area called Uitenhage, we sold it. We now live here in Cape Town. That's not home anymore. Home is here. And he says, Mommy, you don't understand, Daddy. I want to go home. He said, which home? This is home. Not Port Elizabeth. I want to go home. So they were confused. What is this child looking for? Which is home now? This is home. So they just left it. On Sunday afternoon, the parents phones Aisha. They says, we've realized this child doesn't want to live anymore. Tell your priest it's okay to release Abdullah. So I got a message and I said, God, I thank you. Option number two, we've shot enough arrows on the ground. Take the boy. Monday morning, by 6 o'clock, Abdullah was in heaven and I saw him. Shoot more arrows on the ground, more than 3 times, more than 6 times, more than 7 times. Amen. I'm done. I'm just praying for people. Amen. If somebody needs prayer, they can just come in front. We'll hold hands and pray quickly. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen, amen. 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 I've spoken to God about M. It would seem like we might come right this side of Christmas. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! What's your name again? Ian. May God bless 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 Ian. Ma'am, remind me your name again. Wendy. Okay, Wendy. Can I give you a name? A nickname. Just a nickname. Because God will do it when I give you that nickname. Your nickname musical nickname. In Afrikaans, in Dutch, they call Beinam. Your nickname is Deliverance. Deliverance. God will deliver you. He will deliver you from the hands of the enemy. And even if there is anything in you that is not right, God is going to deliver you. He's going to deliver you from any powers of darkness and any works of demonic in the name of Jesus. Ah, amen. Amen. Are you, is your name Faith? You're not expecting very much this. And perhaps you're not even desiring it too much. But God wants to take you from faith to faith. When he says that, it means things will come which you will need faith. But when you get that faith and you are overcoming, there is something that says this: the bitterness is gone. All is sweet. So, which means get into the word. Baby, get into the word. If it were you, I'm told that I'm going from faith to faith. Faith comes by and hearing. So what must I do? I must run quickly to the word. People say, think, when you say you're going to go from faith to faith, you're just going to sit and it's going to come. Ooh. No. It means move in the area of the word quickly, because you're going to need it. You're gonna need it, need it, need it. You're gonna need it. Get into the word, get into the word. You're gonna need it. You're gonna need it. You're gonna need it. An angel of God has been assigned to sort out your situation. Yo! If I didn't know better English, I would say you are lucky, but I must say you are blessed. To be assigned an angel to come and take your bag and say, let's go and sort your issue. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus, he's all. See why I told you I need a better voice. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus, he's all I need. People say all you need is love. All you need is Jesus. All you need is Jesus. Because love comes through Jesus. Prosperity comes through Jesus. Success comes through Jesus. Happiness comes through Jesus. Joy comes through Jesus. Blessings come through Jesus. All you need is Jesus. Hey, this is a duet. Eh? This duet is like, hello. Hallelujah. And if Michael joins, trio. Trio. And if Ma Robbie joins Pastor Robbie, then it's something else. Hallelujah. I'm closing now. May God bless you. Thank you for welcoming you to our to your church. We're a bit rough sometimes, but because we're still a rough diamond, and God is still polishing us. And and bear with us. But we love you guys. We love God's people. We love you, Bishop. We love you, my Bishop. I'm happy that Micah went through Waiwa. Ah, that's a big credit. If I had a Bible school, Micah, you just go straight to lecturing because you've been to Waiwa. And I know those people live by faith. That's one of the things. And God is just saying that in building this church, you'll have to live by faith. And not everybody will want to follow that agenda, but still love them. Let them be. But I see God creating a team that is so resolute that come rain or come hail or come fire, we're catching this vision and we're going. And they will help build the church. The rest will just come and apologize later. Sorry, guys. We let you carry the whole burden alone. It was unfair. But we've seen what God was talking to you. That's what is going to happen, Pastor. Jesus is going to build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah.